shootings this weekend. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police in Goshen, Indiana, saying a shooting there killing two people and wounding several others Saturday afternoon, with multiple people being transported to local hospitals. A shooting at a hookah lounge in Highland, California overnight, leaving one person dead and eight others injured. Police detaining two people in connection with the shooting. President Biden finishing his three-day visit to South Korea Sunday. He'll be meeting with U.S. and South Korean troops who are closely watching the ever-increasing North Korean nuclear military threat. A rare tornado in a small northern Michigan community Friday, killing two people and injuring over 40. The National Weather Service giving the tornado an EF3 rating.
It took probably about 3 minutes for the tornado to go through town. It was moving fairly quickly. The storm was moving about 55 miles an hour. So that's fairly quick. The storm, we believe, as a rough estimate, was on the ground for approximately 26 minutes.
John Boris, National Weather Service. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency. The city of Buffalo holding a remembrance ceremony Saturday following last weekend's racially motivated mass shooting.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown said that the city will continue to move forward as best as possible past the tragic event.
Today, we remember the precious lives lost.
The remembrance ceremony included a 123-second moment of silence, marking the amount of time it took for the shooter to kill 10 and wound three more.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. The 18-year-old suspect, Peyton Gendron, is being held on first-degree murder charges. An upset winner at Saturday's Preakness.
Early voting took the 147th Preakness Stakes, run by a length and a half. Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike did not compete.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Golfer Tiger Woods withdrawing from the PGA Championship Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
New York's new congressional map has some surprises.
A New York judge approving the state's final congressional map drawn up by an outside expert. With no changes in Manhattan, there's now a possible primary fight brewing between current veteran Democratic representatives Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney. Nadler saying he intends on running while there's no word yet from Maloney. The new map also setting up a primary battle between incumbent Democrat Mondaire Jones and former Mayor Bill de Blasio for the new 10th district seat covering Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Gas prices in California well over the national average. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more from Los Angeles.
The nationwide average for gasoline for regular is $4.59 a gallon. But here in California, the average is $6.06 a gallon. But where we are in the middle of L.A., $6.59 a gallon for regular. And if you need diesel, it's close to $7 a gallon. According to AAA, it is demand that is pushing these gas prices higher. According to new data from the Energy Information Administration, crude prices did drop amid fears of a recession, but prices at the pump continuing to rise. And of course, the situation with Ukraine and Russia is not helping the situation.
Republicans saying the Biden administration needs to unleash American energy, in addition to it already releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Part of an ancient skull discovered last year will be given to Native American leaders.
A pair of kayakers found the skull last summer and turned it over to the local county sheriff. It wound up in the hands of the FBI, which determined it came from a young man who lived between 5500 and 6000 BC. The sheriff posted photos online Wednesday and drew criticism from Native Americans who said that was offensive. Now the skull will be turned over to officials of the Sioux tribe. Roger Stern, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.